Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Quantitative Trading by Ernest P. Chan is a practical guide to designing, testing, and running systematic strategies with the mindset of a small algorithmic trading business. Written by a practitioner known for translating institutional techniques into accessible workflows, the book focuses on how to move from an idea to a tradable model while keeping expectations realistic about costs, risks, and competition. Instead of treating trading as a collection of tips, it frames the process as research and engineering, defining hypotheses, collecting and cleaning data, evaluating statistical edge, and implementing rules that can be executed consistently. Chan also discusses the operational reality of running algorithms, including brokerage setup, execution, and monitoring. A key theme is robustness. Strategies should survive transaction costs, regime shifts, and the many pitfalls of backtests. For readers who want to approach markets with discipline and measurable logic, the book offers a structured path from concept to deployment and emphasizes risk control as the foundation of long-term survival. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thinking like a quant and building an edge. A central topic in quantitative trading is how quants define and validate an edge in a market environment where many participants are sophisticated and well-capitalized. Chan emphasizes that a strategy is not a story, but a hypothesis that must be tested against data, with clear rules and measurable performance metrics. The book highlights common sources of edge, such as mean reversion, momentum, statistical arbitrage, and event-driven effects, while warning that popularity erodes profitability. It also outlines the importance of matching strategy style to practical constraints, including available capital, leverage limits, holding period, and tolerance for drawdowns. Readers are guided to think in terms of expected return relative to risk and to consider whether a strategy is scalable or best suited to smaller accounts. The quant mindset includes skepticism about patterns that cannot be explained or replicated, and a preference for simple models that are easier to stress test and maintain. This topic sets the foundation for treating trading as a repeatable research process rather than a one-time discovery. Secondly, data, research workflow, and backtesting discipline. Chan places heavy emphasis on research hygiene because weak data practices and biased testing can make a losing system look profitable. The book discusses how to source and manage market data, differentiate between clean and survivorship biased datasets, and align data frequency with the intended holding period. It explains how to structure a research workflow, define the universe, specify signals and entry-exit rules, choose a backtest framework, and track assumptions. A major focus is avoiding common traps such as look-ahead bias, overfitting through repeated parameter searches, and unrealistic fill assumptions. The discussion encourages separating in sample exploration from out-of-sample validation and using walk-forward or cross-validation style checks where appropriate. Robustness, checks such as stress testing transaction costs, delaying signals, and perturbing parameters help determine whether performance is fragile. The book also frames backtesting as the start of the process, not the end, because live trading introduces latency, slippage, outages, and behavioral pressure. This topic equips readers to build confidence that any apparent edge is real enough to survive implementation. Thirdly, transaction costs, execution, and market microstructure reality, even strong signals can fail after costs, so the book treats execution as a core part of strategy design rather than an afterthought. Chan explains the components of trading frictions, including commissions, bid-ask spread, slippage, borrowing costs for shorts, and the impact of liquidity constraints. The topic links these costs to turnover, showing why high-frequency or fast mean reversion strategies are especially sensitive to spreads and fills, while slower strategies may be more tolerant but face different risks such as overnight gaps. The book encourages using realistic cost models in research and monitoring realized slippage in production. It also addresses practical execution choices, such as market versus limit orders, and how order types interact with volatility and liquidity. For strategies trading multiple instruments, attention to correlations and simultaneous fills becomes important. The broader point is that market microstructure can turn theoretical profitability into real losses if assumptions are naive. By incorporating execution constraints early, readers can design strategies that fit their brokerage access and infrastructure, and can better estimate whether a strategy will remain viable as capital grows. Fourthly, risk management, position sizing, and portfolio construction. Risk control is presented as the difference between a strategy that survives and one that blows up. Chan discusses how to measure and manage risk using volatility, drawdowns, correlations, and exposure limits across instruments and sectors. The book connects position sizing to both expected edge and uncertainty, encouraging systematic sizing rules rather than ad hoc decisions. It considers leverage and margin dynamics, including how small changes in volatility can dramatically affect drawdowns when leverage is high. Another key idea is diversification across strategies and markets to reduce dependence on a single regime, because many quant edges are cyclical and can disappear for long stretches. Portfolio construction concepts include balancing risk contributions, avoiding concentrated factor exposure, and using constraints to prevent unintended bets such as hidden currency or sector bias. The topic also stresses the importance of kill switches, stop conditions, and monitoring for model degradation. By treating risk management as part of the research design, the reader learns to judge strategies not only by return, but by resilience, capital efficiency, and the ability to stay invested through inevitable losing periods. Lastly, from strategy to business, infrastructure, operations, and scaling, quantitative trading frames algorithmic trading as a business with operational demands beyond signal demands beyond signal discovery. Chan covers the practical steps to go live, selecting a broker, setting up data pipelines, automating order generation, and implementing logs and alerts for monitoring. The topic highlights that production systems must handle failures gracefully, including connectivity issues, partial fills, corporate actions, and data glitches. It also touches on the trade-off between building everything in-house versus relying on vendor platforms with attention to cost, control, and reliability. As strategies scale, capacity becomes a limiting factor, pushing traders to consider liquidity, market impact, and whether the edge is compatible with larger order sizes. The business framing extends to record-keeping, performance attribution, and continuous research because markets evolve and models require maintenance. Chan also addresses the psychological and organizational advantages of systematic processes. Predefined rules reduce impulsive decisions and make results easier to diagnose. This topic helps readers see that long-term success depends on robust operations and disciplined iteration, not only on clever mathematics. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, reality-checked path into systematic trading, including independent traders, technically-minded investors, and finance professionals exploring algorithmic approaches. It can also benefit students who know basic statistics or programming and want to understand how real trading constraints change what works in theory. The main life benefit is discipline. By learning to define rules, test them properly, and manage risk, readers can replace impulsive decision-making with a repeatable process that is easier to evaluate and improve. The emphasis on transaction costs, execution, and robustness can save readers from expensive mistakes that come from trusting overly optimistic backtests. Compared with many trading books that focus on indicators or vague market narratives, Chan offers a business-like framework that connects research to implementation and ongoing operations. The book is worth buying because it bridges the gap between academic ideas and what an individual or small team can actually deploy, while keeping expectations grounded in practical considerations like liquidity and slippage. For readers seeking a structured end-to-end blueprint rather than hype, it provides a durable foundation for building and maintaining algorithmic strategies. If you would like to support Ernest P. Chan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.